Welcome to Soul Food and Fuel for Your Life. I am your host, Kenton David Bell. Boy, how is everybody doing out there? We're in April. It's April 21st, 2023. Weather's starting to warm up here in Sedona. It's a beautiful morning, just barely getting light. It's about 5:20 in the morning. Wow, so much is going on. I can't believe it. And so much more is about to happen on the planet. We are accelerated, massively accelerated into change at this point. We're going to see all the systems that we've come to count on become stretched, threatened, and either transformed or they're going to fall apart. Most likely, most of the systems are going to fall apart and then be rebuilt. Because it's a new energy that we're building our most basic foundations in. One of the things that seems to be in the near horizon is renewable, sustainable energies. The combustion engine, the combustion car, is probably on its last legs. They'll become real classics, but will become even more classic as the gasoline to fuel them, probably. Anyhow. World is changing rapidly. Money is becoming worthless. The U.S. dollar is worth a lot less than it appears in this moment already. Yes, indeed. And you'll see the experts who are really entrenched in the old, who've been around forever, like the Warren Buffetts, they're going to be entrenched in the old. They're not going to have the capability of seeing the new of what's emerging. Because the news emerging literally out of a new frequency. And if you're hunkering down, buckling down, kind of, you know, tightening the belt, if you're living in scarcity, that's old energy. I assure you. Now, I'm not saying don't be mindful, but this is the time right now. This is the time, and we can look at it in history. These are the times that the best things are created, invented going forward. If you have an idea, if you feel inspired for something at this time that it seemed out of reach or impractical, or maybe you think there's not enough resources, enough time, enough money, whatever, enough people to get it launched or whatever it is, I assure you that if you are dedicated, if you're in alignment, and you're creating something that is not only good for you, but also beneficial for others at this time, that's in the new energies, you're probably going to be very, very successful, especially in the long term. This is the time when new industries, new ideas are born. And boy, God knows we need more ideas, new, better ideas in the marketplace, in the workplace, in every place in our country at this time. We're actually becoming more abundant. The standard of living is getting better, and we're just in a transition right now. And soon, you know, who knows how many years, but we're going to be in a much better place, especially when AI's bugs get figured out, and there's going to be a lot of automation. I was reading in a news feed the other day, I think it was the CEO of Google saying, AI is going to hit most individuals like a frickin' asteroid, right? So I wonder how many of you out there are already playing with the AI. I've played with the chat and then the DALL-E. I love DALL-E. I've made some art. It's a lot of fun. I've used some of the writing apps for grammatical corrections and stuff like that. I've tried it for writing articles. I find it doesn't really have heart in it for myself, for what I'm trying to convey. So I don't think I'll be using it in that way, but it's great for grammar, and grammar was never one of my strong suits. So, you know, it's the whole world's changing very rapidly, and the way we've been taught to think is not in alignment with how the world's changing. So it's going to take a lot of mind changing and mindset changing for most individuals to adapt. I recommend starting to get your head into it right away. Lean into these things. As we're moving into the future, especially as you're getting older, It's I'm 60 years old now, and while I find myself a youthful thinking 60-year-old, I still know that I'm not as quick or sharp as the 30-year-olds or the 20-year-olds at all. You know, their brains literally wire differently these days. And unfortunately, our older generations haven't really acknowledged or set the stage well for the younger generations, the millennials. And I think they're suffering quite a bit because of, well, you know, the other end of that is the white, gray, old-haired men in Congress. Look at that contrast, and there you see the problem. If you don't see it, you're blind. And is it a problem? I don't know. In one way, you could look at it as a problem. Another way, you could look at it as an opportunity. And that's what I think we all need to be looking at right now, is the opportunities that are in front of us. Many people are going to get very crestfallen. They're going to feel kind of down and low. They're going to feel like their plans, their ideas, all of a sudden don't really have traction. Okay, I think millennials have probably been feeling that for a long time. But they really don't have traction anymore. You see, what we've been taught and what we've been going for is this concept of a world outside of us that we have to kind of hustle for, that we have to get, we have to behave a particular way to fit in and all that. Well, a lot of that is just a big bucket of BS, if you ask me. And some of this stuff, you know, the rules, I call it the imprinting in us, the societal rules, the Ten Commandments, all that stuff is great to a point. But if the imprinting and social norms are keeping you from something greater, maybe it's time to question the social norms. I know that in my healing, I have found much greater health when I put my soul's well-being and my physical well-being before the social norms. Let those fall in around where they will, but don't let those guide you. Don't make those your compass heading. Those are more like the guardrails on the road. Your compass heading is your soul, and the road, the path, is really what you're here to, you know, experience. So experience it. There's a lot of clearing going on in everyone. One of the things I'm also noticing is a lot of past life clearing in myself and many other clients. You know, over the years, I have purposely not gotten too much into past life clearing. Now, I do a lot of past life clearing with myself, with others, but I don't do like past life regression, really, where, you know, you'll regress to a past life and maybe spend an hour or two doing the regression, learn some things, come back. To me, that tends to keep people kind of stuck in the past. So you want to clear your past lives, like in the present, as quickly as possible, not spending a lot of time there, getting the goods out of it, you know, get the wheat, separate the chaff, and kind of throw out the chaff. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because what I've noticed more recently with myself and a few other clients, and this is very recent, and I know it has to do with the frequencies on the planet coming up in frequency, I guess, coming up in vibration. And that is that there's a certain part of us that cannot get completely present till we clear at least the past lives, for myself at least, in the Piscean age. Like I recently had in my inner world, you would call it the inner mind, watching the collapse of my experience in the Piscean age. And out of that, the one theme that came out of it, I'm not going to say what it is here because it's, at least for the moment, pretty private. This is does happen in the last couple months, so I'm not ready to divulge all the personal aspects. It's really powerful, though, and wonderful. But let's just say, like, it's all for the love of God. That everything we do, really, is for the love of God. It's God learning about itself, loving itself, trying to expose areas that he, she tries to hide, that it's almost like a game of hide and seek, really. That's how it shows up here more and more. So as I release all these past lives, the amount of vital life energy that comes in is astronomical. I mean, I have more energy physically now than I had 10 years ago when I was 50, I would say. Now my body feels a little older, maybe, but not really. And in certain ways, it feels more, I don't know, more healthy, more me. I've had a lot of powerful healings recently on a personal level, and I'll get into that more too, where I know that anything is possible. If the person wants to heal and they really, truly want to heal, it's funny, most people really don't want to heal. But if they really want to heal, there is a way, always. I've seen it time after time after time. The only thing I haven't seen that we're able to heal yet is death itself. But I have a feeling that's probably coming, at least to some extent. Longevity is in the air, that's for sure. You know, we've had these soul cycles, these life cycles of between 75 and 100 years old so that we could advance more quickly as a species. This is a mandate that's kind of in our DNA, what I'm seeing, not just in ours, but speaking to the DNA that's in other human colonies and other parallel universes. That's right. That's a typical thing. It's humanity's DNA is like an organism that has its mission, its mandate is to expand and to grow. You know, like not so different than a fungus or a mold or mycelium like mushrooms do. So that's in our DNA to have that expansion, you see. So right now, part of the expansion has in the human evolutionary process has been to speed up the lifetimes. Well, just look at people as they get older. They get more fixed in their mindset. They become less desirous of learning new things. Now, I know this is starting to change, but this is how it's been for a long time. You know, now we have rock stars, you know, who've had open heart surgery, Mick Jagger, rocking out on stage, dancing his dance, his ritualistic dance he's been doing for the last 60 years, I think now. So the things that are happening to humanity, you can see if you really pay attention. So we're starting to cross over that boundary where we're knowing enough where we can live longer and not necessarily hurt the species too much, you see. Because if we lived a long time and we were pretty stupid and out of it for a long time, it would be very detrimental to the species itself and we would evolve very slowly. But we're evolving very powerfully, very quickly right now. You know, technology is also an interesting sector, I would say, and I don't mean on the stock market, even though that is somewhat interesting at the moment as well. So is crypto. But that's a whole other story. But tech itself is been, as Spirit calls it, kind of top heavy. I mean, we've been putting too much in of our time and lives and, you know, our energy into tech day in, day out. We've become very addicted to it. And that also has become very detrimental, not only to the individuals, but the species at large. So there's a pullback from that. You're going to see some devaluation in the tech industry and some rebalancing. At the same time, we need the human, we could even call it EQ, ESQ, let's call it like emotional, spiritual intelligence in the mix more. In order for us to, if not, we get too top heavy and we cannot maintain the growth. And I think that's also what's affecting the economic state as well right now, because there's a lot of emphasis on the money without the reason for money. Money alone is just nothing, really. It's the most freely traded energy on the planet. And intrinsically, it really has no value unless we give it value. So in the way we've given it value, many people have given it too much value. And where money becomes, in a sense, you could say they're God. They worship it. They live and die for it. They cry over it. They elate over it. And something's missing in that picture. Because money is nothing on its own, really. You know, and that's the imprinting. So what does the soul think about money? What does your soul really think about money? Because believe it or not, that's where the balancing is going to take place, more in the collective soul. And what we're looking at now on the planet is that there's more wealth on the planet that's needed for everyone. So it's not about the distribution in the old system. The old system's not going to work anymore. My sense is we're going to have somewhat of a democratic, socialist, capitalistic system. Certain things will be somewhat socialized, but capitalism will still be a main driver of our economy and innovation. But just think how capitalism, how much stronger it will be if everyone's basic needs are covered, which is now very easily doable, really, around the planet. We just have to rearrange things, get rid of a couple dictators, and share the wealth. And at the same time, individuals have the right and now even the support to really pursue greater dreams. We're at the beginning of a renaissance, people, a brand new renaissance here. And anything and everything is available to us. We're going to see individuals are able to transfer information and bits back and forth to each other just as quickly, or maybe even more quickly, as computers. The whole computer buzz, craze, all of it, those are all reflections of what the human being can actually do. Everything that mankind creates out externally is a reflection of his internal abilities and world, period. That's the way it is. Anyhow, I'm going to make this one just a fast and furious podcast. Take a moment and look in your heart. Ask your heart to open up and ask your heart to channel your soul's wisdom for you. So close your eyes, and as you close your eyes, you'll notice the point of attention is right behind your eyeballs. Take that point of attention and drop it. Drop it down into your heart. And let your heart space be created however it wants to be today. Maybe it's you're sitting on a tropical beach, maybe on a mountaintop somewhere in the Alps, or perhaps next to a babbling brook. Maybe you're in a sacred temple, or perhaps in your dream home's living room, sitting on the couch. Or perhaps you're sitting in the cosmos themselves in the lotus position, just watching the nebulas go by, basking in the stars and moonlight's glow. Wherever you show up in your heart space, that's fine. And allow the imagination to be here. Imagination is part of God's source energy. I call it imagineering. You're imagining and engineering your future. Well, see yourself in the heart space. And we hold the intention that you're aligned to your source. We hold the intention that you are aligned to your source, and this is your compass heading. When everything's crazy out in the world, and all the ground noise is really loud, you always have the signal. This is your alignment. Find your alignment. Become very familiar with it. It will not lead you astray. It is time for you to really fulfill and sing it strong, sing it loud, sing it long, your soul song out into the world, whatever that is. It's time to take the brakes off. It's time to take the blinders off. You know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to you. You know, all those dreams, ideas that you have that you've been waiting to execute on? Now's the time. Feel it in your heart. Feel God's source universe come through and support you in your heart. It's time to be bold. Fortune favors the bold. It's time to trust your connection. It's time to follow the stepping stones as they appear. As you walk them across the abyss, as you walk across the abyss of the unknown, of fear, Source puts the stepping stones down for you, and you take each step trusting that the stone will be there, and it will if you trust. If you're aligned and trust, it shall be there. You are a divine human being with the divine birthright of having the ability to create your reality how you see fit for you. This is your day. Your day to do something magnificent if you choose. Something incredible for you if you choose. Let's make it a wonderful day. Let's make it a memorable weekend. I'm Kenton Bell. I'm your host. I love you all, and there's nothing you can do about that. Have a great day. Aloha.